This is a Fox News alert. I'm Ann Carrick. U.S. forces shoot down a suspected surveillance object again, the fourth time in 8 days. Michigan Republican Congressman Jack Bergman tweeted about it immediately and talked to Fox News Live.
What we want to know, what the average American, any American citizen wants to know, I hate that word average, is that our defense forces are keeping all of our citizens safe and secure, basically in our own country.
The Pentagon calling it a threat due to its potential surveillance capabilities. The Department of Defense saying it's likely the object picked up on radar over Montana, flying in proximity to sensitive DOD sites. DOD says their team will work to recover the object in an effort to learn more. As migrant numbers surge at the U.S. southern border, states on the front line look for solutions to the humanitarian crisis.
The can has been kicked down the road for decades by both parties in Washington. Solving our immigration crisis could help with the economy, help with inflation. We need real solutions.
Arizona Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs on Fox News Sunday. There were more than 570,000 migrant encounters at the Arizona border for fiscal year 2022. Artificial intelligence gets the attention of lawmakers in Congress. Fox's Jared Halpern.
Massachusetts Democrat Jake Auchincloss demonstrated ChatGPT, a bot designed to mimic human responses, by reading a speech on the House floor created using the technology.
It was both deeply impressive and also, in basic ways, pretty sloppy.
Still, Auchincloss and other members of Congress are urging government and the private sector pay attention to the rapidly advancing capabilities of AI.
I applaud technological innovation. I want to see them succeed. Certainly, I want to see American companies outcompete Chinese ones. But I don't think that they should be their own private garden.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A disturbing trend with a spike in the number of babies in Mississippi with a sexually transmitted disease.
The number of babies being treated for congenital syphilis is up more than 900% over 5 years. According to the CDC, babies infected with syphilis may not initially show symptoms, but for those who are not treated within 3 months of birth, complications can be severe. Syphilis can damage a baby's organs, and the disease can pummel a child's nervous system and imperil their vision and hearing, and in the worst-case scenario, cause death. Mississippi is already home to the nation's worst infant mortality rate. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
There soon could be a new name on the list of presidential candidates for 2024.
Former ambassador to the United Nations and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is scheduled to announce her campaign for president this week.
America is the greatest force for good in human history.
Haley released this video last week teasing a major announcement and asking, "Where will you stand?" The ambassador would be the second major Republican to announce their candidacy, joining former President Donald Trump, whose administration she served in. The announcement is scheduled for Wednesday in Haley's home state of South Carolina.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Halftime at the Super Bowl will be one to watch. Fox's Michelle Plino with details.
Rihanna is headlining this year's Super Bowl halftime show during the match that pits the Philadelphia Eagles against the Kansas City Chiefs. At the State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona, arguably the biggest annual music performance in the U.S. The slot has seen iconic performances from the likes of the Rolling Stones and Prince, and last year's lineup, which featured Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, Kendrick Lamar, and Eminem, which drew over 120 million viewers. Rihanna said that the set list was the biggest challenge. Chris Stapleton opened the event singing the national anthem.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.